This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The second victim shot in the Evergreen High School shooting is out of the hospital. 18-year-old Matthew Silverstone is a student at the school and was in the hospital since last month's shooting. Another student victim was released weeks ago. Active duty military members may be included in federal workers not getting paid starting tomorrow. Wednesday marks the first missed payday since the federal government shutdown. Kate Hatton is executive director at the Homefront Military Network in Colorado Springs. They connect service members to emergency financial assistance. Hatton is telling people to be proactive.
By reaching out to their landlords, for example, or their lenders, or their mortgage company, if they've got a car note, to explain the situation and see if those lenders will work with them.
Some banks catering to service members are offering no-interest loans to get service members through the shutdown. USAA, for example, says it has already offered at least $150 million in loans nationwide. Pagosa Springs continues to deal with heavy rains and flooding. Town manager David Harris said crews spent the morning responding to a broken sewer line.
We are spilling effluent into the river, and we are attempting a repair as we speak and hope to have that wrapped up this afternoon.
Temporary pipes have been put in place. Some neighborhoods were also evacuated due to flooding concerns. A former Colorado School of Mines professor has pled guilty to killing a Golden police officer during a DUI last November. Stephen Gear was charged with DUI and vehicular homicide in a crash that killed a police officer.